Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Brava!
WMFO Medford, once again, I'm not ready when the song ends, but I don't know why I tell you that. You'd never know, would you? I don't know. Anyway, I'm Mike, if you're wondering who I am. 10:05 in the morning on September day, September 8th, and starting to sort of look a little bit like it's turning into fall away from summer, which is not a sad thing. I mean, it can be, but it doesn't have to be. The weather certainly reflects that. It's, you know, going to be pretty cloudy today, not too hot at all, like 70-something, but Monday and Tuesday, Saturday, actually, Sunday and Monday, don't stay up late Friday night, Mike. Sunday and Monday, temperatures in the 60s, real comfortable, and it gets back into the 70s and maybe touching 80 by Tuesday. But we're switching. That's my little weather report for you. I hope you liked it. Let me tell you what I played for music. That's probably a better thing for me to do. Cast Irons, live right here last week. Really, really great performance. Excellent lead vocals from Eric on a track called I'm Gone. Cast Irons playing today at 4:15 to 5:15 at the Boston Arts Festival at the beautiful Christopher Columbus Park in Boston's North End, followed by Dan Masterson, who's going to close the show tonight. Just after that was the wonderful Will Daly from his new record, came out this year, Golden Walker. That was called Up to Your Heart. Did I mention that Will's going to be here with me just before Thanksgiving? That'd be November. Yeah, he's coming in here. I'm going to be able to throw questions at him and talk, and he's going to play things and talk, and it'll be really nice. I haven't seen him in a long time. Nice to catch up. The Ghost Town Rebellion special request from the album Silver and Gold. That was a title track for a gentleman named Scott Plowman. Scott has his own show called The Plow Zone, and we're sort of starting to do a little bit of a bi-coastal exchange. That was his first thing. I have to give him something now. So I will. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Request for David P. Riley. I don't know how to say the name of this. Should I even try? All right. Alexandre De Mata and the Black Dogs. How did I do? The disc is called All Them Reasons. That song is Down in the Hole. Excellent request, Dave. Of course, thank you so much. Happy I could play it for you. And the fifth song in the set, my favorite song in the set, because I wanna play something for you to hear and go, whoa, what is that? This band definitely does that. The Temperance Movement from their record called White Bear. That was O. Lorraine. I saw Barry Hudson from Markskin Radio posted something during the last week that said, Mike, I heard you play this band. I loved it. They're just a great band, the Temperance Movement. Again, O. Lorraine. All right, just turned 10:08 in the morning. Happy to play some new noise from a Boston veteran musician. Started out, of course, in the band The Atlantics, Tom Houck. He now writes and performs under the name Telemore. And he's got a brand new single now called Go With The Flow. Enjoy, everybody. It's new noise here at WMFO. Medford.
Gonna win. the rock star life, and we've been paying our dues, paying our dues.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 20s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stop arresting law-abiding citizens because they prefer marijuana over alcohol. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges. We're unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people each year simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They're average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
Miss Molly and boats. Hammersmith Pally, the Bolshoi Bally, jump back in the alley, add nanny goats. 18-wheelers, camels, Dominica camels, all other mammals plus equal votes. Seeing Piccadilly, Fanny Smith and Willie, being rather silly and porridge oats. I bet a grin and bear it, I bet you come and share it. You're welcome, we can spare it. Yellow socks, too short to be haughty, too nutty to be naughty. Going on 40, no electric shots. The juice of the carrot, the smile of the parrot, a little drop of claret, anything that works. Elvis and Scotty, days when I ain't spotty, sitting on the potty, curing smallpox. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Health service glasses, gigolos and brasses, round or skinny bottoms. Take your mum to Paris, lighting up the chalice, wee Willie Harris. Bantu Stephen Biko, listening to Rico, Harpo Groucho Chico. Cheddar cheese and pickle, the Vincent motorcycle, slap and tickle. Woody Allen Dali, Dimitri and Pasquale, bala 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 and Valari. Sunday nights to study, phoning up a buddy, being in my nuddy. Saying okie dokie, sing along a smoky, coming out a chokey. John Coltrane soprano, Eddie Celentano, Bona Carino. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, 1, 2, 3. Yes, yes, dear, dear, perhaps next year, or maybe even never. In which case?
Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3.
What a cool track, huh? It's WMFO Medford, 1027 in the morning. I'm Mike, here for another little one and a half hour or so, until something about the women comes in today. And today, it's Sue Edelman making her return to the fabulous Studio A. Can't wait for that. All right, let me tell you what I did here in the last set. The fifth song of the set, my favorite song of the set, was Ian Dury's great Reasons to Be Cheerful, or I should say Reasons to Be Cheerful, Part 3. 1979 they came out. Incredible groove on that one. I love that. The Who, just before that, from 1973's Quadrophenia, The Real Me, of course, was that one. Boston's own Flight of Fire from the Path of the Phoenix CD that came out in 2016. That was Rockstar Life. Saw them last night. They are going into the studio to record more things. Can't wait. Those ladies really rock it out. My ears are still ringing, but it was worth it. Great to see them. Stupidity, just before that, from last year's release, a compilation called 10 Years of Stupidity. City Boy was that one. And Telemore led off the set with New Noise. Brand new single, Go With the Flow, was that one from Tom Hauk, of course, from the Atlantics fame, Boston royalty here at WMFO. I love the fact that I can't talk today. It's so much fun. I'm going to talk a little bit more, then I'm going to play more things. That's how I'm going to deal with it. All right. Really happy. There's a new release called Volunteer Jam 20, a tribute to Charlie Daniels. It's all live stuff, lots of performances. This one is just awesome. It includes, get this, Devin Allman, Dwayne Betts, and Chuck Lavelle. Chuck being a keyboard player. Who, of course, played with Allman Brothers, among many others. And this is a live rendition of Blue Sky, air at WMFO, New Noise. Enjoy, everybody. Did I do that again? Nah, I wouldn't do that. I did. Don't go out Friday nights, Mike. Don't do it. Don't ever do it again. I will anyway. I love it. It's WMFO, Medford.
Thank you, Charlie. That's for you.
No, it's been forever. Better late than never. Seems we're both caught up in a world of confusion. I have never been down this road. Only stories that I've been told about mending broken hearts and seeking restitution. But it's too late to turn back now. Feelings are overwhelming, seeking some understanding about what went wrong, starting to break new ground. You have been tattooed in my brain. At times you drove me insane. Never forget your face or the way the ocean sounds. To turn back now.
Looking for a second chance.
Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
I know. I love that, too. It's WMFO, Medford. I'm Mike on the mic for about another 11 and a half minutes or so. Less if Sue has her way. Just kidding. Sue is here for Something About the Women. Can't wait. Haven't seen her in a while, and she's going to talk to me in a minute and tell you what's going on. She's got a long trip ahead of her. Maybe she'll talk about that. I think she probably will. All right, into that last set, fifth song of the set. Vertigo Flowers is the band. They had a CD a couple of years ago called Tired of Tomorrow. Don't know how that works. And that was nothing. Sue just is taking a video, like, and she just, like, cut me on video. Is that illegal? I don't know. Anyway, love that song. Ringo Starr, just before that, for the aforementioned Sue Edelman. She's going to see Ringo. I think she has a private audience with him. Is that true, Sue? Sue, is that true? No, it's not. I'm making things up. From 1973's Blast from Your Past CD. That, of course, was Back Off, Boogaloo. Tough words from Mr. Starr. Joe Walsh by request from Mike Costa, 1978. There was a CD put together called Joe Walsh's Greatest Hits. Little did he know. A Life of Illusion. Thanks, Mike. Ken Macy by request for Aaron. Aaron Monahan Balcom. Yay. nice to play Ken Macy. Second Chances was the name of that one. Thank you very much for the request. And started off the new noise for this set. Brand new record just came out. Volunteer Jam XX, which of course is Volunteer Jam 20. Tribute to Charlie Daniels. That was Blue Sky Live with, among others, Devin Allman, Dwayne Betts, and Chuck Lavelle. Sounded pretty good, didn't it? I thought so. And you know what? I think you want me to... I hate that mic. Can you do mic 3? Because I want you to sound good. Wait, I don't even have that mic on here. Ugh. Right, come here. Come talk to me. She's coming. She's going to stand right behind me, and we're going to talk together like we like each other. Let's pretend, Sue. Do you like to
pretend?
Can
we cuddle?
Yes, we can.
Mike and I are cuddling.
Hi,
in the
Sue.
Studio.
I haven't
Hi.
Seen you forever.
I know.
What the hell?
I know. It's been a long, hot summer, mm-hmm. literally.
What goes on with you today? I hear there's a long trip and Ringo Starr or something.
Yeah,
to do with
all
it.
Kinds of things going on.
Yeah?
But from here, I'm going to New Jersey for the Jewish holiday. Spent some time with my family in New Jersey.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah. So we're going to play the tunes and then cut and run. Then next weekend, going out to see Ringo Starr in Saratoga Springs, which I'm really looking forward to.
Mm.
So, yeah, lots of good stuff coming up.
And you're having dinner with him, right? At his house?
Yeah, I wish. Yeah? I wish. Yeah. I love you, Ringo.
All right, well, cool. What's going on with Something About the Women today?
You know, I got some new music by Madeline Peru.
Oh.
Yeah, and some other new music by all sorts of people. I have tickets to give away to see Sarah Blacker at Club Passim next weekend. And... I wasn't here. I haven't done air since Aretha passed away, so I'm going to start the show with a little bit of Aretha.
All right, very nice. All right, stay tuned, everybody. 11 on the dot, Sue. I swear to God. Something about the women is going to be here. All right, last new noise of the day is from our friend Paul McCartney. You know him too, Sue? Yeah, she's like, yeah. Okay, his album Egypt Station finally dropped yesterday, and I picked it up. And this song is all about what I'm feeling right now. It's called Who Cares? New Paul McCartney here at WMFO. Medford.
dying ember. You can barely feel it. You can hardly see it when the wind blows. And you can't remember if it was the first time or if it was the last time. You still don't know.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
It seems as though I've lived my life on a bedside on the moon to stir your dregs and sickness still without the rust exposed. Common people live with me where the light has never shone.